Hey, Tibbs Talks, the Premier Useless Podcast. It's Wednesday. No. Thursday? What day is it? It's Thursday. Oh my gosh. Thought it was Wednesday, but I haven't done a podcast episode in a while because, you know, I kind of decided trying to come up with something interesting to talk about every morning is low quality, right? Because there are oftentimes I don't have really anything to say, and I feel like they produce too low of quality episodes. And because of that, I wanted to only do podcast episodes when something kind of interesting happens and when I have something to say. And let me tell you, I've been on... Okay, here we go. Let's start into it. I've been on Twitter since 2011, maybe a little earlier than that. My stride of Twitter was in high school. Like, I used Twitter primarily over Instagram or Facebook. I hadn't been on Twitter for the longest time, and it wasn't until recently where I, you know, super sick of Facebook. I think it's the worst of the social media. Instagram, I don't post, like, I don't take a lot of pictures in the first place, so I don't post a lot of pictures. But I check Instagram every now and then. But Twitter is where I was like, you know what, this is where I'm gonna do my goofy, voice my opinion type things. I was gonna put it on Twitter. I was gonna go back to Twitter. I was like, Twitter's gonna be my main social media. And saying that, it's like, oh, you have a main social media? Like, that's the type of world we live in today. How dumb is that? But I was, yeah, I decided Twitter was where I was gonna put kind of my platform and not put Facebook status, put tweets, this, that, and the other. Just because I like Twitter more than I like the other ones. Well, the other day, I was talking to Ryan, my coworker. I often mention Ryan on this podcast, but I was talking to him, and I was like, you know what, honestly, at this stage in the 2020 election, I'm going to vote for Andrew Yang. And he's like, I don't even know who that is. And I was like, ah, let me tell you who Andrew Yang is. So we were talking about it. We went onto the Andrew Yang website. We looked up his policies, this, that, and the other. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to tweet about this, right? Not that many people follow me. Like, it's a bunch of people from high school that don't use Twitter anymore that follow me. So I get really low engagement on my tweets. Like, zero likes. Maybe one or two likes at most. My heyday was probably like 7 likes on a post. I don't know, something like that. But I was like, I'm just going to put on Twitter... And I said, it's official. I'm joining the hashtag Yang Gang. That's what people are calling themselves when they're part of the Andrew Yang, like, voter pool, I guess. People that, you know, follow Andrew Yang, are going to vote for Andrew Yang, are supporting Andrew Yang. They call themselves the Yang Gang. Fun title, you know, easy hashtag Yang Gang. So it's like, I'm going to join the hashtag Yang Gang. Sure, there are some things I don't agree with him on, such as he wants to change the voting age to 16 years old, but I can get behind a universal basic income, and I love an underdog story. So far right now, I'm voting for at Andrew Yang in 2020. So that wasn't word for word my tweet, but I had hashtag Yang Gang and at Andrew Yang in there. And I tweet it because I was like, you know, one of my followers is going to find this at least compelling. At least maybe my mother-in-law, who follows me on Twitter, she follows a lot of political things. I was like, I wonder what her take would be, or if she'll even care. But, you know, I tweet that out. I set my phone down, go back to work, yada, yada. Like, not even 30 minutes later, check my phone again, check Twitter, and I have a bunch of notifications. I'm like, what the heck? And it had one reply, like 3 retweets and 7 likes. And I was like, oh, shoot. Okay. And I figured, okay, I tweeted in hashtag Yang Gang, so anybody looking up that hashtag is going to see that tweet. 2, you know, Andrew Yang doesn't have a huge following right now. It's a decent size. Like, it's big enough to be noticed. But it's not like when you tweet at Andrew Yang or hashtag Yang Gang, those aren't going to fly through and get drowned out by the millions of people tweeting about, you know, at Donald Trump in a given day or at Hillary Clinton. Or, you know, it's one of those things where he has a small enough fan base, a small enough following, that if you tweet in those hashtags or if you tweet at him, it's more likely an audience will see you, right? It's not going to get instantly drowned and flooded out. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool, you know, 7 likes, 2 retweets, 1 reply, you know, a person was like, you know, welcome to the gang or something like that. And I thought it was interesting. I was like, that's kind of neat, that's kind of neat. And I thought, you know, at this point, the hashtags probably floated past enough, you know, enough people have probably at this point tweeted that hashtag where if you looked it up, you know, my tweet wouldn't be that near the top. And periodically throughout the day, I keep checking Twitter like people do. They keep checking social media. And this tweet is just growing and growing and growing. And I'm getting more retweets. I'm getting more replies. I'm getting more likes. Where this morning, I checked it and I have almost 500 likes. I have almost, I think, 50 retweets. Maybe even more. I might be pushing close to 100 retweets. And there are, like, political debates happening in the replies of my tweet. Like, some people are talking about the voting age of 16, because I was like, I don't personally believe we should lower the voting age to 16. So people are debating and talking about that. One person was like, he's going to take all our guns. So people are debating that topic. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, what the heck happened? So that was as of this morning. I have that amount. Like yesterday at some point, I got tweeted at by Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang said, thank you, Jason, ! With a smiley and thumbs up emoji. So Andrew Yang himself somehow saw this tweet, liked it, replied to it. And then, so I get even more traction. So before Andrew Yang replied to my tweet, I was probably at, like, I don't know, maybe barely broke triple digit. After he liked it, boom, the engagement on that tweet skyrocketed. So I'm sitting here, this one tweet has had way more interaction than probably all my other tweets combined on Twitter. And two, like, it's pretty neat, you know? Here I am just sitting here like, oh, you know, right as of this moment, I think I'd vote for Andrew Yang. And boom, Andrew Yang's right there. He's replying to it. People that are followers, they're, you know, very polite. They're like, hey, welcome, man. Like, of course, it's a political race and it's a political person running for president. And yeah, there are people debating in the replies of this tweet. But I find it so interesting. I find it so fascinating. And honestly, I find it kind of cool. Right? I don't think I'm a cool person because I happened to have a tweet that has, you know, almost 500 likes. Like, that's neither here nor there. My life hasn't changed. I just think that technology allowing this interaction and this engagement, I think that's cool. Because let's roll back 20 years ago, I never would have been able to post somewhere where millions of people can read and say, hey, I think I'm going to vote for Andrew Yang. And I did it. I did it very offhand. It wasn't like I was sitting there, you know, drafting this text like, oh, you know, this is going to be my official declaration of voting for Andrew Yang. Here we go. Like, God bless America. Let's go. I'm super political all about it. It was just kind of an offhand comment, like, because I was just talking to my coworker and I'm like, yeah, I'll tweet that. Just see what happens. Not that I did it out of a joke. Like, it was very offhand, but it was like, yeah, at this point, I think Andrew Yang is, of the candidates I've seen, the one I agree with the most, or the one I would like to see become president the most, because I, like his ideas. So it was very, like, just set it and forget it, right? That was my idea with this tweet. And just the interaction that can come from me doing an offhanded tweet on the internet. It's one, fascinating, and two, a little scary, honestly. Right? Luckily for me, that's a pretty positive tweet that went, at least for my level of fame, viral, right? That went, for me, it's a viral tweet. And it's a pretty positive one, where I was like, you know what, I think as of right now, I'm voting for Andrew Yang. Imagine if I did, you know, a different hashtag and said something stupid, right? Right? Like, you can go viral for almost anything these days. And both my wife and Ryan, my coworker, like, joked, you know, it's not like the news is gonna come talk about this anytime soon, but for somebody that has, like, zero Twitter interaction and engagement, it's viral for me. And I'm glad it was something like that, where I feel like the discussion and what has come out of this tweet is mostly positive, right? I mean, nobody cares to see two people replying back and forth in a Twitter thread about some political thing they disagree on. Like, nobody cares for that. And that's what I think a good majority of these replies to the tweet are. But we're in such a different technological age than before, where somebody like Andrew Yang can get his message out there, can gain followers, they can have discussion, you know, thousands of miles apart through this one hashtag Yang Gang. So that was just something kind of interesting that happened in my life, something that I didn't expect at all, and it was pretty neat. Hashtag Yang Gang, let's go, I'm going into work. Thanks for listening, you people are cool, have a good one, bye.